And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Now we're going to turn to the current exhibition at the Maryland Historical Society. It juxtaposes pieces from the Society's collection with paintings by David Brewster. He's a painter who hails from Baltimore County, and he's currently living in Vermont. The show takes up several issues that resonate in contemporary culture, things like race, gender, and the politics of immigration, for example. But along with Brewster's contemporary paintings, the show explores these modern issues with decidedly unmodern art and artifacts. The show is called Structure and Perspective. David Brewster explores Maryland's social landscape. David Brewster joins us on the phone from his home in Halifax, Vermont. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And joining me here in the studio, Alexandra Deutsch. She's the Director of Collections and Interpretation at the Maryland Historical Society. Alexandra, it's nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Tom.
So tell us a little bit about how you conceived this. I know with David, you commissioned some paintings from him. You had some paintings that were already done, and then you wanted to place them next to some things that are very unlike David's paintings. So
what's
the idea behind this?
Well, the concept of the show really grew out of looking at these contemporary topics, some of which are very challenging, but then going into our collection and taking out objects, some of which date to the 18th century, and to show people that there's relevance to things made hundreds of years ago, that they can inspire discussion that's deeply relevant to the issues today. So we created these pairings with David's paintings.
So give us an example when you talk about pairings. I mean, you'll place a painting by David next to something. Tell us an example.
One of the first examples you see when you enter the exhibit is a 18th century sculpture that was done in Germany of a family group, the mother seated, the father kind of lording over the mother and the children that are surrounding them. And it has this poem by Homer on the base that talks about the virtue of perfect domestic life. And it's paired with a very powerful painting by David, two women in a landscape of fear and spectacle. And in that juxtaposition, it really raises the issue of what is perfect domesticity, what is perfect love. And we have the 18th century vision, which is full of stereotypes of the woman being encumbered by her children and sort of subservient to the man, and the man as patriarch. And then you have David's vision of two women together with their arms draped around one another in a very modern landscape. And they're looking off into the distance at a landscape that's both familiar and unfamiliar. And I think to me, what is so powerful about the two together is it does raise these important questions of what does family look like today?
Yeah, and David Brewster, you talk about issues of race, or the show explores issues of race, transgender people, those kinds of things. It's interesting. I think a lot of folks might have an inclination to involve an artist of color, for example, or a trans artist or something for that. You're a white guy. As a white male, what is the perspective that you bring to this? Is it a particular perspective, do you think? And is this a theme? Are these themes that have occurred in your work, well before this exhibition?
Well, firstly, I think I have a longstanding interest in themes that interpret how human beings occupy space. Whether it is in a rural agricultural environment or a suburban one or an industrial one or even an inner city environment. And I think you can learn an awful lot about how people struggle to survive, and by examining the detritus, whether it's represents decay or it's synthetic and plastic relating to our own times. As far as being a white male, I think it's totally irrelevant. I mean, I was more interested in sort of embracing a universal appeal. And I think, the bottom line for this exhibit is that it attempts to honor human dignity, regardless of race, gender, and color. And if there are any debates. It really becomes a personal debate, one that is about self-discovery and asks the viewer to consider their own self-acceptance.
Yeah, and Alexandra, debate and provoking discussion is certainly one of your main aspirations for this.
Yes, the curatorial approach to the show, I think, is central, which is what is your perspective? And that everybody brings a different perspective, whether they're looking at a contemporary painting or a piece from our collection, but also their own perspective to these topics. And the whole way the show is designed is it's populated with questions, and people can ask themselves as they're standing in that space, what do they think about some of these issues about race and gender identity and the political divide that we are experiencing today? And we hope for it to be a provocative experience where you have your own personal journey in that exhibit, and no two people have the same experience.
Mm-hmm. And David, were you made aware of the objects that Alexandra wanted to include in the exhibition, and did you paint sort of to those objects in some instances? Because some of the work you created for this is brand new, but were you thinking not just in a general way about particular issues, you know, race or transgender or something like that, but were you thinking about particular pieces in the collection of the Historical Society that you wanted to respond to?
I think that, interestingly, the exhibit occurred very much like a work of art. It evolved naturally over a period of 3 years out of necessity and out of our discovery and enlightenment as we explored these very complex themes. No, these juxtapositions were not established from the onset. Maybe some general comparisons and pairings were in place. But, you know, again, it was this exhibit is embraces so many issues. And it really, right up until the very last minute, we were still making connections. Mm-hmm. And we will still continue to make connections, which is really what is so exciting about this exhibit. It's not definitive.
Yeah, Alexander, I mean, because I think the Historical Society and perhaps everybody in the museum world these days struggles to take these things that are sometimes ancient or certainly old. You know, you mentioned there are 18th century objects and artifacts in the 19th century. You know, what do those things have to do with today? What do they have to do with the Baltimore Uprising in 2015? What do they have to do with issues of bigotry and intolerance for trans people or gay people? That's a tough challenge for folks in your business.
Absolutely. And I think that my feeling about that in the museum's direction has been more of a responsive curation, is trying to respond to the changing history around us. And I think one thing that was so exciting for me is the organic evolution of the show. Even 2 days before it opened, we had a painting, there's a painting in the show by David called Legislative Peephole about bathroom usage and the controversy surrounding that. And such an important topic and very relevant to today. And at the very last moment, we were able to secure a loan of objects associated with Merrick Moses, a Baltimorean's transition from female to male. And we have this group of objects juxtaposed with David's paintings, and one of them is the female urinal that he was using during his transformation so that he could go into a men's room. And this is a very powerful artifact that cuts right to some central issues about bathroom usage, but gender identity. And the thrill of being able to create that juxtaposition and have these objects in view in the museum. I mean, for me, it's exactly where our curation needs to be. It needs to have that relevance and to open those kind of dialogues. And likewise, I think we need to have a new lens on our collection. And through this exhibit, we were able to do that with older artifacts as well.
And David, we got to finish up real quick here. But when you saw the exhibition put together in its final form, was there any particular part of it that struck you as particularly powerful? You got about 20 seconds.
I think the overall infrastructure and the way that installation of graphics and oversized photographs and the whole, it was orchestrated like a painting.
Yeah.
All the fits fit together to make a perfect whole.
Well, it's quite something to see, and I encourage folks to come see it. So, David Brewster, thanks for your time. And, Alexander, it's always good to talk to you as well. Thanks.
Thank you, Tom.
David Brewster is a painter who has joined us on the phone from Halifax, Vermont. Alexander Deutsch is the Director of Collections and Interpretation at the Maryland Historical Society. The show is called Structure and Perspective. David Brewster explores Maryland's social landscape. Alexander will lead a curator's tour of the exhibition next Wednesday night at 6. And on Saturday afternoon, the 11th of November, the Historical Society will hold a What's Your Perspective community discussion to look at how Maryland's social landscape is perceived and approached by people in different communities. Come to WIPR.org/midday for a link to details. Tomorrow we're going to talk about healthcare with Julie Robner from Kaiser Health News and Joe Antos from the American Enterprise Institute. That's always a confusing subject. We'll do our best to clear it up. We want to thank the Baltimore Chef Shop for providing lunch today. They're located on the Avenue in Hamden. They offer a variety of private events and cooking classes for kids and adults, including baking and international cuisines. Tomorrow evening at 6:30, they're continuing their regional French cuisine series. We'll have more on the web at BaltimoreChefShop.com. I'm Tom Hall. On behalf of the entire Midday team, we appreciate your joining us. Have a great day.